in our lives. We all have pain, we all have sorrow. But if we are wise, we know that there's always tomorrow.
Lean on me.
Mitzi Kit is the original tactile sewing and crafting system created for the blind, elderly, and disabled, invented by a daughter to help her blind mother relearn how to sew and touch in place of sight. Mitzi Kits come in simple, moderate, and advanced levels, are easy to use, and provide beautiful end products like pillows, scarves, lap blankets, and more. Adaptations level the playing field, enabling all to participate with the right level of challenge for success, producing a great sense of accomplishment and self-worth. A simple fleece no-sew pillow kit or moderate cotton sewing pillow kit comes with everything you need to complete for just $19.99, and free shipping is included. Group discounts also available. So visit us at mitzikit.org. That's www.mitzikit.org. Mitzi Kit. Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience. Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483. 2483.
Hey, listen up, Bond and Beyond Radio Nation. I want you to tune in right here, right now on the station of the nation. It's the Blind and Beyond Radio Show every Sunday from 7 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. Wake up! You already know what time it is. Let's make it do what it do. You know?
Stay active, independent, and make your life easier with the superb selection of low vision aids, tools, and technology from ILA. We carry everything for the blind and visually impaired, including canes and mobility aids, magnifiers, talking watches, talking clocks, talking Bibles, large print books, smoke detectors, braille products, talking cooking gadgets, voice recognition software, and much, much more. Magnifiers and talking products make wonderful gifts for grandparents and for individuals who are blind or who suffer from macular degeneration, diabetes, or arthritis. Easily order through our online store. Our quality products will be conveniently delivered right to your door. If you need assistance, please call us today, toll free at 1-800-537-2118. Visit us at independentliving.com.
When you have special needs, you need a special travel agent. Best Bets Travel is a full-service agency specializing in vacation for people with special needs. Our accessible travel specialists will assist you with cruise, tours, or independent vacation options for you and your service animal at no cost to you. Best Bets Travels navigates the world to provide you with vacation options to meet your needs. We are available 9 a.m. till 9 p.m. every day. Call us 321-243-0251 or visit us on the web at bestbetstravel.com.
When you call our advertisers, please remember to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome to your show. This is your host, Michael, and this is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. If you're listening for the first time, you want to know what this show is all about. Just say we're the bridge between the sighted community and the blind community. This is the only commercial radio show in the country for the visually impaired and blind heard all over the country. That's right. The only commercial radio show in the country for the visually impaired and the blind community, as well as the sighted community. That's right. Before we get started to this great show tonight, let me introduce the players. First, let me introduce my co-host, Lynn Golder. That must be my wife. Lynn Golder, you there?
I'm here. Hard to believe we're still at home doing the show via remote, but I'm here. Welcome to the May 3rd edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad to have you with us.
And let me introduce my buddy who's on the other side of Orlando, who's not with us. He's with us on the show, but he's not in the building. He's the co-host, Gary Sinclair. Gary, you there?
I sure am. Hello, everybody. And this is really a treat sitting out on my patio. I've been doing the show.
By your pool?
Yep, right by the pool.
And let me introduce you now to the main person on the show, because without him, there's no show. He is in the studio, and he is live with us. He is Chris Shaw. Chris Shaw?
Man, don't tell anybody all that. Don't, you're giving out too much information. How are you guys doing this evening?
How you doing, Chris?
I can't complain one iota of a bit. So fresh and so clean, don't wipe me down.
You know, before we get started, I want to tell you something. Today is this gentleman's birthday. He would have been 87 today. He died quite a few years ago, and they called him the father. That's right, the father of soul. Here it is, this song. This is not brilliant. Wow. Okay, Chris, that happens to be James Brown singing, and this is his birthday, May 3rd, that's his birthday. He would have been 87 today. He died at the age of 73, and he died from pneumonia. That's right. I didn't know how he died. I found out today he died of pneumonia.
That ain't how it is. He was
73.
I'm going to tell you how he really died, but you got to understand what I'm saying, though. One of these days, you're going to get it right. Can I take to the bridge?
What are you saying, Chris Shaw?
Can I take to the bridge? Ain't that how James Brown... Isn't that how James
Brown
talks?
Imitating James Brown.
you're imitating James
sometimes
Brown.
Sometimes you just never understood what he said, but he said something. Here's the only thing. Good God! Let me take to the bridge!
I had the pleasure of meeting him a couple of times in my life, and he was something. He was really something.
He was something... And always just get down with the get down. I got a brand new bag. And that's all I understood.
That's pretty good, Chris.
I'm trying.
Yeah, you did good, Chris.
Hey, folks, today we want to have a discussion. This is Gary's thought about sleeping problems. Because Gary's always talking about me. But my sleeping problems. I said, you know what? We should discuss sleeping problems. Right, Gary? That's what you brought up.
Yep. But I think we got to put out some wishes to anybody out there before we do that. Yeah, Gary, give your peace.
Okay, I want to shout out to my son Wayne, which he's never called in. He's a little shy. He said he might try to call in tonight. So, Wayne, if you're out there listening, give a call. And I have a big, serious announcement to make with our listener, Maddie, which Michael brings up quite often. She's a good time listener to the show for many years. She's had cancer, and she's not doing very well at all right now. She's going downhill, and she's in a lot of pain. So I ask everybody out there to please pray for her.
Yeah, we want Maddie to get well soon, and let's all give a prayer for Maddie. They should get well soon. We want her to get well soon. And going back to the topic, one of the topics of tonight's show is about sleep problems.
I have a shout out.
What's your shout out? Deb, give a shout out then.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but yeah, I have one. I can't hit you on the elbow because I'm in the other room, so I have to interrupt you.
Yeah,
kick him either.
So I have one shout out to a new listener. His name is James Bailey, and James is the Braille instructor at the Florida Center for the Blind in Ocala, Florida. So hello there, James, and welcome to the show.
Welcome, James, from Ocala, Florida.
Yep, welcome.
By the way, before also I get started, the phone number to call in, which I hope you can do, the phone number to call in is 407-894-1680. That's phone number is 407-8940. I'll repeat, 407-894-1680, 1680, 407-894-1680. I'd like to hear from you. Call in if you have a shout-out you'd like to give to somebody on the air, a shout-out. But let's begin with a topic that's very... Well, I guess we'll talk about myself first, about my sleep problems.
I had been talking to Michael quite a bit during the week. I used to call him, and every time I called, he's sleeping. And I said, man, I said, what's your problem? He said, I just can't stay awake. And he said, I'm up all through the night. And I was listening to another talk show, and they had this topic on about the same thing, frustration and stress. A lot of people are calling and telling, and we hope that you all call into the show and tell us how your sleeping problems, if you have sleeping problems, what's going on with you in your life now. Because a lot of this stress, believe it or not, and anxiety and all this complicated gets your mind to going in every different direction. You're not sleeping properly. And I know that it's a good hunk of Michael's because he's just got a lot of stress and anxiety. So let's hear your thoughts. Please call in and give us your thoughts. Michael?
Yeah, well, my problem, just so everybody knows, that I go to bed about 10, 11 o'clock at night, but I don't fall asleep. I'm tossing and turning. I finally end up sleeping probably about 3, 4 o'clock in the morning. And then I get up about 9. And then after I have something to eat, I go back to bed. And then the bottom line is... if we could make calls, I could go to the office and make calls. But basically, a lot of people aren't in right now because of the epidemic. So nobody to call. There's very few people in their offices now. So we can't call anybody. So basically, I'm frustrated. So I just sit there. And bottom line is I fall asleep during the day. When Gary calls me, I'm already sleeping already. So if you have a problem, I'd like to hear from you. How you don't sleep, what are your suggestions of how you can go to bed if you're tossing and turning, and you're tossing and turning from 10 o'clock to 3 o'clock in the morning? What would you do? 407-894-1680. That's the phone number to call in. Let us hear about what you suggest about, or you have a problem about your sleeping disorder. Give us a call.
Well, I hope, Michael, that this is going to relieve some of the people around here. If the people, and throughout, I know there's, we got people all through the United States listening to our show, all the states. And if you don't know, hopefully our stuff's going to be let up because we're getting free tomorrow.
We're going to break. Talk to you on the other side of the break. Don't go away. We got a lot more. Stay tuned for Blind Beyond. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
You are not not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the foundation fighting blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to, let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there, your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone was 407-898-2483.
Way up here in the stratosphere, I got a holler mighty loud and clear. It's time for Blind and Beyond.
Here's something for you. Although you may think that your age doesn't define you, society still does. That's why we're here. We fight for you. We fight for your rights. We fight to make sure you have everything you need to feel confident as you age, whether that means taking care of a loved one, saving for retirement, or changing careers. Put simply, AARP is looking out for you so that you can build your future and look forward to what's coming next. Please join us by calling 888-339-5847 or visit www.aarp.org/blindandbeyond.
Hey, you're listening to Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Get your ears open and get her done.
What if there was a clinically proven system that could save your sight in just 10 days? 10 days to better vision. 10 days to something new that really works. 10 days to measurable improvement. 10 days and you see results. We believe in thinking differently, thinking beyond the limitations of conventional treatment. We believe in empowering patients and restoring hope through research-proven methods. If you or someone you love has an acute or progressive vision loss condition, call now and learn more about Dr. Andy Rosenfarb's groundbreaking treatment for better vision. Call 908-928-0060 or visit us at AcuVisionAcupuncture.com.
There's no denying it. Everyone is feeling overwhelmed. Life is tough these days. If you are looking for some relief, CBD just may help you manage your stress levels, cope with anxiety, enhance your gut health, and soothe your pain and inflammation. Community Pharmacy's Jeff Ferris, RPH, a pharmacist with over 35 years' experience, has done the research to bring you the highest quality, full-spectrum CBD products on the market. Community Pharmacy carries CBD with the Hemp Authority seal of approval, letting you know that these products are monitored for standardized quality control and third-party tested, ensuring a safer hemp industry. You deserve peace of mind. Try Community Pharmacy CBD products today. Phone in your order at 410-749-2195. Or simply visit thehemphealth.com. Mention the promo code radio to receive a 10% discount off your order.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. This is the Blind Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. And I want to welcome back. Hey, folks. We talked before about sleeping. Guess what? I just forgot about CBD products. That's right. I'm going to try that. They're calling the pharmacy. The commercial you just heard, I got to try that. Because they said last time he was on the show last week, he was talking about how the products can help you sleep. Also, I asked about diabetes because I have that too. And he said it reduces your numbers. I got to try it. Check it out. And by the way, when you call, don't forget to say Blind and Beyond Radio Show. You get a 10% discount. Well, right now is our first trivia, and this is very appropriate. Listen to this song. Listen to the words. We just talked about sleeping disorder. Listen to these words. Who's singing this song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song?
You did something to me. I couldn't sleep at all last night. Just to think of you.
That's right.
Maybe things weren't right. Well, I was tossing and turning, turning and tossing, tossing and turning all night. I kicked the blankets on the floor, turned my pillow upside down. I never, never did before. Because I
okay, who's singing that song? 407-894-1680. Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. That song is so appropriate to what we just talked about. That's funny. Couldn't think of the
right song. Yep, that's a good one.
Who's singing the song? 407-894-1680. And by the way, just so you know, next couple days, Lynn and I will go to Subway and pick up all the gift cards and send them out all to you. We haven't been out of the house in basically about a month. So I will go into the store, because that's where I have to get them, in Subway, to get the gift cards and take them out. So I'm not going to sit there, of course. I'm just going to go by the cash register and get the gift cards. Well, I'll have a mask on. I'll have gloves on.
The envelopes are all addressed. Now we just need the cards.
Yep.
Yep.
So I'll wear my mask. I'll wear my gloves. I'll go inside.
You know what I feel like, Michael, with this mask? When I put that mask on, I feel like I'm going to be robbing the place.
Yeah. But so, anybody calling up yet? Anybody calling in yet about the song? Who's singing the song?
I had a caller to call in, but I guess when I picked up, they hung up.
Oh. There it was. Oh, my goodness gracious. It's Chris.
It should go pretty easy.
Yeah.
It should go easy.
Yeah, they got off kind of lucky there.
Governor Cuomo, governor of New York, was on today, and you're talking about the mask, and it's uncomfortable. He said, look, that's the least we can do. We can be responsible. Everybody else is putting their lives on the line. We can wear a mask. That's a responsible thing to do. So just want to make sure.
407-894-1680. I mean, someone knows that song. I can't believe it. That was a very big song.
As I was saying before we went to commercial, I was letting the people know the state of Florida is opened up and we're free. We can now get out of the houses. We're not quarantined to the houses so much anymore.
Well, that has nothing to do with Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Broward County, County, and
where
also
we are,
West Palm Beach.
Very
not allowed out.
No, where we are, it's very strict. They're still advising seniors, especially with underlying conditions, to stay home. And if you're going to go out, you better darn well wear a mask.
Yep.
I
know there are a couple of stores that's requiring that you have to wear a mask before you come into their stores. So, listen, I have a caller on the phone line, and I think this caller might be a winner. Jeffrey from Kissimmee, Florida. Jeffrey, how you doing?
Okay. Jeffrey.
Good. How are you doing?
Hey, Jeffrey. Hi, Jeffrey. How you doing?
Good.
Hey, Jeffrey, I got a question for you. I'm asking for a reason. Are you over 50?
Oh, no, not even close.
Not even close, but then I can't ask if you belong to the great organization, AARP. Great organization, AARP. So, Jeffrey, who do you think sing that song, Jeffrey?
I believe it's Bobby Lewis.
You are 100% right.
Hey,
you are 100% right. Bobby Lewis.
Wow, congratulations.
You just won yourself a $10 gift card from Subway.
Thank you.
Are you a first-time caller? I don't recognize the name, Jeffrey.
Second time.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome back.
How long
have you been listening?
I
don't remember. It's been several months now.
Okay. Thank you for listening. Thank you very much for listening, Jeffrey. Hope you enjoy the show.
Thank you.
Hey, Jeff, hold on one moment. Don't hang up, all right?
Give your name and address. Don't hang up and give it to Chris Shaw so we can send you the $10 gift card.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Jeffrey, for calling in. That was Jeffrey from Kissimmee, Florida. Did I say it right?
Kissimmee.
Right. I said it wrong?
Yeah.
You said Kissimmee.
Well, I'm not
kissing you, Mike. Sorry.
So, Gary, you brought up the topic. Do you have sleep disorder? Any sleep disorder?
No, I'm fortunate. I've been taking for years trazodone. So, and I'm really not stressed out because I don't have no big family I'm no worried about. And it's just not stressing me as much as a lot of other people. So I guess that's good.
And you take this little drink at night before you go to bed?
Yeah. Rum and water. Rum and water. But I sleep pretty good. Some nights I wake up maybe 5 o'clock. Can have a little trouble get back to sleep, but I usually can do it. So, but I know one thing, and I was talking to her today, Sheila. I've known her for years of having a sleep disorder. She's never been able to sleep for 2-3 hours in the evening, the whole evening, because she just keeps waking up and has trouble getting back to sleep. She takes trazodone too, but I guess it doesn't help her much. So, but she said, it's not just the stress and all the problems everybody else is having right now, because these can have other symptoms, but, she just don't sleep well.
Listen, we got our good friend on the phone line who want to get in on this conversation with you.
Michael, you need to move away from there.
He goes by the name of Dave. Dave, how you feeling?
Hey, doing good. How's it going, guys and girls?
Hey, Dave. There's Dave from Orlando, Florida, Fern Rock.
So what's up, Dave? Just want to talk to you briefly about the whole virus thing and how handling wearing the mask in stores, because, I think that it's a courtesy for sure, even if you're positive you don't have it. But I think in the future, and you can mark my words, in the next few months, there's going to be a new specialty type of store that's going to be out there, and it's going to be a courtesy for people that do not wish to wear a mask. They will be able to go into this one particular store, and people that wish to wear a mask that are still concerned can wear a mask and be safe. So there's going to be some stores that don't want to patrol and enforce.
So you're saying
some
stores are going to say no mask, and some stores will say mask. Okay, that'll be interesting.
I think it's going to happen for sure. And same with other types of stores. Even it's going to be specialty type of stores. And incidentally, I think drive-in movies and even drive-in concerts and type of stuff are going to be coming around at some point.
Oh, I agree. You know what's
interesting? Lynn and I were talking about that last night, about drive-in movies. Years ago, when I was a kid, drive-in movies were very popular. And then, of course, as land got more expensive, they got rid of the drive-ins because the land that drive-in theaters are on, they bought them out because the land was too expensive.
That was my first date, was a drive-in movie.
Is that right? You can smooch, and nobody can see it. Smooch.
Oh, there you go.
Well, I used to take the kids when they were little to drive-in theaters because we packed them in, put the kids in their pajamas, and you feed them in the back seat, and they would go to sleep.
Right.
Yeah. It's always fun days.
I could see it again, even for concerts. And for a while, bands are not going to want to perform in a hall. So they could have like a drive-in. Basically, people pull up. They could either listen out the window with the concert or listen on their car stereo, and it would be excellent quality. So I could see something like that happening too.
Yeah, they have to be far away because, again, you know, the land is so valuable in most cities.
Yeah.
It would have to be in the outskirts of a big city or a small city, period.
Well, just remember these words because I could see it happen, and they're just going to be the masks, the stores that require masks and some that don't. All right.
I think so, too.
Good to talk
David,
to you guys.
Even before all this happened, before we were aware of the pandemic, I read that there were plans for proposal to build supposedly the largest one in the country, a drive-in theater not far from where we live. And I thought, oh, brother. But very interesting now. It just might come to be.
Yeah, it would not surprise me. And it would make perfect sense for being able to, you know, be a distance away from, you know, do the social distancing and everybody be safe. So,
yeah. Remember those heaters on the car window?
Yeah, I remember. As a kid, I drove away when the heater was still left in the car.
But the good thing is you won't have to do that.
Took the window right out.
The good thing is you won't have to do that now. You can do it on your car radio. You know, they'll have it where it will sound so much better than that little cheesy little speaker you used to have to put on in your window.
Yeah, then you'll kill your battery, though. Then you'll kill your battery.
Yeah, it sounds great on the car stereo, so.
Yeah, but I'm saying then it'll kill your battery in your car, won't it?
It don't drain it that much, no.
Nah. Gary and I are willing to risk it.
That's right.
Okay, guys, have a good one.
All right, thanks, Colin.
Yeah.
Anybody like to call in and talk to us? We are live from Orlando, Florida. Anybody want to call in from around? If you listen, they're in Pennsylvania. If you are in New Hampshire, give us a call. What?
While we're waiting, 894-1680.
What, Lynn?
Well, good. I'm glad you said the telephone number because while we're waiting, I wanted to tell everybody, give them a little heads up that after the break, we will have our first guest caller of the night, and we will be talking about the increase of emotional support dogs in public places, and if you are the owner of a guide dog, how you feel about that. So we will
all
be talking Jenny Elliott.
Thanks,
Jenny.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I just got a thought for you, Michael, about going back to the restaurants and the division of 6 or 8 feet between each table and all that. When you go into the restaurants, got to wear a mask. Now, what's it going to be like sitting there and eating? You got to lift your mask off, take a bite, put your mask back on, too. Okay. It's going to be weird.
It is going to be weird.
What do you think, Michael?
I'm so excited about opening up on Monday, and I'm thinking, what are they so excited about? They're only allowed to operate at 25% capacity.
Yeah,
they're
much. Yep. So what do you think, Michael? You have enough time to lift your mask, shove a fork full in, and...
No, the answer is that you wear a mask to the table, but I would assume while you're eating, you take the mask off while you're eating.
No, I don't know. Can you keep it? You have to keep it on while you're eating? I don't know that one. That's what I'm asking.
While you're eating, you must take the mask off. I got to put the food in my mask.
You shovel some in and you put the mask down.
You're not supposed to touch the mask once you put it on. You can only touch it by the sides with the string.
Yeah, well, it's going to be hard. I don't know what you're going to do.
The biggest thing is the waitresses.
Waitresses have important masks.
The screen. We're on the radio on the screen. You can't talk. Miss Green, you can't talk now. I'm sorry, Miss Green. You have to wait. Go to Mommy.
I keep putting my phone on mute, so because they're starting up already.
You have to wait.
Okay, call Chris.
She's coming. In case you don't know, we are home outside of Orlando, Florida. Gary's in his house. Lynn and I are in our home.
Gary's
and
50
Chris
miles
Shaw away. Is in the radio station.
Don't tell anybody. We good.
We're good.
How are you doing,
Michael?
Chris?
I'm doing fine. All is well. I can't. Yeah, just having a good time and being required to wear a mask now. So, you know.
Yeah, but spending a lot of time with the girls.
A lot of time. They run in my life. They run in my life.
They're running your life.
Yeah, they running it. I got to do this. I got to do that. They tell me how to do it, prep me how to do it, and then I got to make sure I do it.
Oh, my goodness. So then you go to the radio station a lot, so you don't have to do it, right?
Right. I try. But I can't make it out the door fast enough without doing it first.
That's funny.
Listen, we got our guest caller on the phone line, and it's time for us to go down into our funny little Valentine of a break.
Okie dokie.
We're going to break. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away. We'll be right back with our guest. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Keystone Vocational Services is currently seeking legally blind individuals for federally contracted mailroom career opportunities in Boyers, Pennsylvania. Qualified applicants are those who meet the definition of legal blindness, are United States citizens, natural or documented naturalized, and have a high school diploma or GED equivalent. Applicants must undergo an extensive federal background check, including a credit and criminal background check and drug screen. We offer relocation, housing, and services assistance. Interested applicants should go to www.keystoneblind.org to apply or call 724-734-5079 for further details. Keystone Vocational Services is an equal opportunity employer.
Have you been California dreaming? If so, join us this summer at the LA 2020 Angel City Games presented by The Harvard. 600 adaptive athletes of all ages and ability levels will participate in this four-day weekend of sports and community. Goalball, archery, swimming, track and field, golf, beach baseball, and more will be offered for those with low vision. Special events are held each evening, including entertainment and even celebrities. We also have travel grants and an accessible app. So mark your calendar for the Angel City Games, June 18th through the 21st. Find us on social media at Angel City Sports or on the web at www.angelcitysports.org.
Stay active, independent, and make your life easier with the superb selection of low vision aids, tools, and technology from ILA. We carry everything for the blind and visually impaired, including canes and mobility aids, magnifiers, talking watches, talking clocks, talking Bibles, large print books, smoke detectors, braille products, talking cooking gadgets, voice recognition software, and much, much more. Magnifiers and talking products make wonderful gifts for grandparents and for individuals who are blind or who suffer from macular degeneration, diabetes, or arthritis. Easily order through our online store. Our quality products will be conveniently delivered right to your door. If you need assistance, please call us today, toll free at 1-800-537-2118. Visit us at independentliving.com.
You are not your diagnosis. A medical chart is not your identity, and vision loss does not define you. Your drive shows who you are, and you are not alone, because we are driven too, to be a beacon of strength, a champion of courage, an advocate for hope. You are not alone because we are stronger together. We drive the research for the cures we're finding. We're fighting macular degeneration, retinitis pigmentosa, and the entire spectrum of blinding retinal diseases. We fund, we fight, we win. We are the Foundation Fighting Blindness. Together, we are fighting blindness. Join the fight at fightingblindness.org or call 1-800-BLINDNESS.
Whenever you talk to our sponsors, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond Radio Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Welcome back. Welcome back. This is your host, Michael. Welcome back. Phone number calling, which I definitely hope you can do it. 407-894-1680. And by the way, if you don't know about it, you should check out AARP. The minute you become the age of 50, that's what you want to belong. You want to belong to AARP. They are a great sponsor of our radio show. They do a lot of things for the senior citizens. And let me tell you something. It's not a political organization. They are great when it comes to the senior citizens. So when you become 50 years old, it's one thing you want to do. You want to belong to to AARP. If you can join now, that would be fabulous. We'd love it. Become a member of AARP. By the way, if you don't know it, they give you great discounts. And when you go out to eat, we have to say, you have AARP discount? That's it. That's what I always say. When I go to all the restaurants, Outback, any if you ever heard of those restaurants, they all have discounts. Hotels.
They're awesome, Michael. They have something else for our sighted listeners out there. We do have sighted listeners. They have a great car insurance policy at a low cost, because the more people that belong to AARP, the lower they can get the cost for you. So check them out.
Yeah, you have that car deal. That's right. Cars insurance. That's right. Anyway, Lynn, you're up.
Okay. Well, it's time to welcome our first guest caller of the night. And this guest caller, about a month ago, I got an email and said, you know what? I think your listeners would be interested in this topic. So I said to myself, you know what? I think she's right. So we would like to welcome Denny Elliott. And Denny is an ethics scholar, an author, a professor, and she's also a guide dog user. But what she plans to talk about tonight is the increase of emotional support animals in the public and how you feel about it as a guide dog user and what the new changes are proposed with DOT, the Department of Transportation. So welcome, Denny.
Thank you.
Welcome, Denny.
Hello,
welcome,
Denny,
to the Blind Beyond Radio Show.
Hi, it's great to be here.
We did it. We did it, Denny. We got you. We got you on the air. Where are you calling from? I thought you live in Florida, but you're out in Colorado because of the pandemic?
Well, I live in Florida, but I'm out in Montana. Visiting
Montana.
A friend here. I lived in Montana for some time before I moved to the University of South Florida, which is where I teach. But as you pointed out, I've been a guide dog partner for 20 years now. I started using a guide dog in 2000. And it's really interesting to see what's happened in the public scene over that time. In 2000, people would look at me and look at my guide dog and her guide dog harness, and they knew immediately that I was visually impaired and that my dog was leading me. Now, there are so many dogs with so many different people, claiming that their dogs are one thing or another, that for legitimate guide dog users like me, people are now asking, I mean, airline attendants and restaurant owners and store managers is that a real guide dog? It's like everyone's suspicious because of all of the inappropriate dogs that are out in the public now.
Right. It's so easy now to just go online and get a certificate.
I would assume it's easy to tell the difference between the dogs because they're not really trained. The dogs will still bark. They still, when God knows, not only bark, but might name bite another person or growl. Guide dogs don't do all that. You know, right?
Well, exactly. That's true. But there are only about 10,000 active guide dog teams in the United States that graduate from the 12 guide dog schools in the country. But there are other legitimate service dogs that help people with mobility disabilities. I know people who use wheelchairs. And their guide dog pick things up for them, another guide dog, but their mobility access dogs pick things up for them. There are hearing dogs that help people who are deaf.
Right.
Epilepsy. So there are other, so there are other legitimate kinds of service dogs. But
they even have dogs that can smell if you're gonna go have a stroke or different things happen to you.
All right.
That's weird.
Well, seizures or diabetes, there are some dogs that do alert to things like that. And those are counted as service dogs for people with disabilities. The problem is that there are some laws, some federal laws, under Department of Transportation and under housing, for example, that allow people to have something that's called an emotional support animal. And these animals, as you point out, may have absolutely no training at all.
and they may or may not help somebody who has a disability. So it's just gotten to be a real zoo out there, you know, and that's kind of what it is. And part of the problem is that in this country, unlike most countries in the world, you don't have to prove that you have a disability to have a service dog with you or a guide dog with you.
Well, but I'm glad the airlines have picked up on it. They've stopped a lot of fake things coming on. People bring turtles on. They bring pigs on. The airlines have finally buckled down in that situation. Yeah, imagine sitting next to a pig.
Actually, the Department of Transportation right now is working on passing a new law that would only allow legitimate service dogs on the airplane. That would cut out all of the animals that, the turtles, for example, because service dogs are dogs, period, nothing else. So it'll cut out on the turtles and the peacocks and the pigs. But you still can't stop the fakers. You still can't stop the people who are willing to lie and pretend they have a disability so that they can have their dog with them. And the only way to change that is to have state or national requirements that people have some proof. And that
what
really
do you think, Michael?
People who
well, it's a big difference between a regular dog that like we have. I have four dogs, and when you have our dogs, the first of all, they don't shut up; they bark.
Yeah, that's why I got quiet all of a sudden just now, because I'm trying to keep them quiet so we can hear you.
And if you have a guide dog, they're quiet. They know to be quiet. They know when you're sitting underneath the table, they're not going to beg like our dogs will beg or bark. You won't leave you alone. A guide dog will sit there and be excellent. And it's a big difference because they're taught. Our dogs were never taught.
Yep. Michael, throw us the number, so if anybody has a question or comment.
407-894-1680. If you would like to talk to Denny, now's the time to call. 407-894-1680. If you have a question or if you have a tale, if you want to tell us a story about a dog that you know or been involved with, 407-894-1680. I'd love to hear some stories about fake dogs.
407-894-1680. It's not just a matter of behavior, you know. It's not just the dogs that bark, but, you know, it's the dogs that bite. And statistically, one out of every four guide dog users will be attacked by another dog in the process of working their guide dog. And for me, it was 2015, and my guide dog and I were in an airport, you know, going to a gate to get on an airplane. And a dog that was supposedly an emotional support animal, but a big, big, dark, furry dog, lunged at us, growling and snarling, and, you know, was really quite scary. The good news is that that dog wasn't on our airplane, but the point is that it shouldn't have been on any airplane. Those dogs can pose a risk to public safety and to legitimate service dog users.
They should
and being visually impaired, or being visually impaired or blind, it would come out of nowhere because you wouldn't even have any visual signals that this so-called support animal was going to be aggressive.
Well, that's exactly what happened, Lynn. The dog growled, and before I could figure out where the growl was coming from, my guide dog leapt and pulled me out of the way.
Wow,
the aggressive dog.
Yep.
And so I was lucky.
Trained to do that. They're trained to do that. I've had three CNI dogs myself, and they go through training of that where you have to walk a gauntlet almost with dogs on either side of you with dog handlers handling. The new dogs that aren't quite, they're not qualified for CNI dogs yet. They're still in training. So that's still barking stuff. And then your dog will go through this thing, and your dog has to know to move on and get you away from the situation as quickly as it can.
My dog is from Guiding Eyes for the Blind, and they're trained to, you know, not let me walk in front of traffic, to
you know, steer me around obstacles to get me out of the way of anything that could get us in trouble.
Yep.
So tell us briefly about what it, I know what ethics are, but what, how do you apply the ethics to the topic of sport animals in your class as a professor?
Well, actually, for about a dozen years, I taught a graduate-level class in dog law and ethics to people who are going into service dog industries. And so there are a lot of ethical problems. To look at the problem that we're talking about right now, part of the ethics is what are people doing to their pets that don't belong in public? They're stressing out their dogs. They're putting them through just things that they shouldn't have to deal with because they haven't been trained and they haven't been bred to do the kind of work that service dogs do. Of course, there's the ethical problem of lying, of people willing to fake credentials or lie about whether they need a service dog or not just so that they can get on an airplane for free with their pet. That's obviously a problem of character.
Right. Tell people a little bit about your article in The Conversation that perhaps they would like. I actually, there's a link on our Facebook page, and perhaps they would, and there's a link on our upcoming show highlight page this week, so perhaps they'd like to read the conversation.
Oh, well, thank you. Yeah, it's a website. It's theconversation.com, and if someone goes there and just types in my name, Denny, that's D-E-N-I, Elliott, E-L-L-I-O-T-T, this article will come up that talks about the problems that dogs that are not true service dogs can cause members of the public and people who use guide dogs or other kinds of service dogs. You know, one of the things that I find interesting is nobody can walk into Department of Motor Vehicles and get a handicapped parking placard just because they claim to be disabled. They need medical documentation. And that's all I'm arguing, is that if you want to have access with your animal in public, you need to have medical documentation and you need to prove that your dog is trained and is going to be comfortable in a public setting and not cause risk to anybody.
That's a good idea, like a license, almost like a license for your dog.
Yeah. Yep.
That would be good. Yeah. And even if you have to get it in the mail, if you couldn't get to the motor vehicle, quote-unquote motor vehicle, but not the motor vehicle, you know what I mean.
So, yeah, well, everybody has to have their dog registered, you know, whether it's a pet or no matter what it is, the dog's got to be registered in the county where you live. And so it would be pretty easy to certify that.
And Denny,
yep.
This is Gary. Now, you went to, I went to senior high school. I'm sure you probably had it too. We're all given, when you get your dog, you're given an ID card with your picture on with the dog. And if anybody has any questions. Yes, you get a picture ID.
Okay.
They get picture ID.
Same thing, then that's right. And then
but that's only for the 10,000 of us that are out there working with our guide dogs that came from guide dog school. There are people with other kinds of disabilities who use service dogs who don't have those kinds of school IDs. And in fact, in the United States, people can train their own service dogs. And so those people wouldn't have certifications unless it came from like their doctor saying, yes, this person has a disability, and a public access test that shows that the dog can function well in public.
Hey,
just recently I had a meeting where a guy came, brought in a dog and asked where he was, and he said he trained it himself. And he hates to argue, but, you know, that ain't a service dog. You don't have papers for that dog. You can't train it. You're not a certified dog trainer.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, we have all the way from New Hampshire on the phone line, the one and only Miss Professor Jody. Jody, how you doing?
Okay.
Hi, Jody.
Hey, Jody. How you doing? Welcome, Jody.
Good.
Say hello to Danny Elliott.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. I've been a guide dog handler for 15 years, and already there's laws in place with the ADA where you can be asked, is that a service dog, and what task does it perform?
probably my favorite answer was the lady that I met in a store once that said, oh, well, she brings joy to everyone she meets. That's her task. but I already we have laws in place with the ADA and other access laws. And I think that, the 2 points that I was going to make is I have a dog from the Seeing Eye now. But my previous dog was an owner-trained dog, and he worked beautifully as a guide dog for 10 years. And, it was a wonderful experience. He was probably better behaved than many school dogs that I've met. So to say that a dog that's owner-trained or is privately trained isn't legitimate, I don't think that's fair. But my concern at this point is, because I've also trained dogs my entire life, so it wasn't like, oh, gee, I'm going to stick a harness on a dog and say it's a guide dog. You know, I put quite a bit of work into training my dog, and he was awesome. But I think that what I'm concerned about at this point is that the proposed laws that the airlines are coming up with are that you have to fill out all these forms in advance of flight, and then you also have to show up at the airport an hour earlier than other passengers. And my feeling with that is basically you're penalizing the legitimate service dog owners to weed out the people that are not. And, you know, the other thing that's an interesting point, too, is that it's not the dog that's a fake service dog. It's the person that's faking the disability. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Jody, I couldn't agree with you more. And I, too, as somebody who travels a lot, when we're all traveling, I worry about all of the new requirements. And that's why I'm saying that if there were the requirement of one-time medical documentation and 2 public access tests, it doesn't matter if the dog's privately trained or school-trained. But you end up with a state certification or a national certification so that you don't have to jump through hoops every time you want to get on an airplane.
Yeah, actually, if you're owner training and you want to get a dog license in the town I live in, that's exactly what you have to do. You have to have a letter from your doctor, and then you also have to show that the dog, can basically be the equivalent of the AKC good citizen certification,
exactly.
Where the dog can behave properly. Although I must say I've met quite a few school-trained dogs that wouldn't pass the test.
That's
thank
scary.
You. Thank you, Jody, for calling in. We're going to have Danny back again. We'll have Danny back
all
again,
right.
And we can
take care.
Talk
be
about
well,
this
everybody.
More. Thanks, Jody. Appreciate you
thanks,
calling
Jody.
From New Hampshire.
Thanks.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing, Danny.
Yes.
We will
thank
have
you very much,
again.
Danny.
Thank
you. Well,
have a good evening.
Good
you
evening.
Stay safe. And by the way, congratulations on becoming a great aunt. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye. Okay, Michael.
Well,
Gary.
Folks, we're going to get a break. Don't go away.
Well, shortly.
What?
In another minute.
Shortly.
In another minute.
Okay.
Yeah. Another minute.
Well, while we're out there, Michael, why don't you tell people how to contact you if they want to talk to you?
Maybe
if they want to talk to me, they can write to me, Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at Blind and Beyond Radio Show. That's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at Blind and Beyond Radio Show. .org. Listen, folks, that's Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Michael at Blind and Beyond Radio Show. .org. And if you want to listen to any part of the show that you missed, or you missed last week's show, you want to listen, go to our web, Blind and Beyond Radio Show. .org. When you do it, don't forget the and, Blind and Beyond Radio Show. .org. Listen to our.
You know, I got to give it up
whole
to
thing
all
the web,
of those.
Gary.
I got to give it up and give much respect to all those who actually go out and train dogs. It's a lot of work. It takes a lot of work.
Oh, it is.
And it takes consistent work. For example, my wife, she put a lot of work in training me to do things.
And you got the dog hats in the back, right?
Right.
I got one question, Chris. Do you have to go outside to go to the bathroom?
Every 90. Just every 90. They put me out the house.
All right. On that note, it's almost
we're going to break.
Time,
don't go away. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Don't go away for this. Wait for the second hour. We'll be right back. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Love.